Now I want to talk about the film Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham. 2021, I watched it in the theater here at Cinemark, and the theater was basically full, at least the seats they allowed people to sit in. They want you to wear a mask unless you're eating, but pretty much everyone in the theater, nobody was wearing a mask, and they were separated. We were all separated by distance and rows. But the film itself was centered around Jason Statham's character, who gets a job at one of those big armor car company type thing, and he was hired for security. And so the film starts out with him first taking the test to pass to prove that he can do the job, and then basically on his first ride along he ends up saving the day when there was an attempted robbery. And then from there the film unfolds. They start to reveal that the reason that Jason Statham was able to so easily handle that situation was because he was not who he claimed to be. He was basically an expert killer, perfect marksman, and he was hunting down the people that killed his son. And spoiler, he was hunting down the people who had killed his son. He figured out that there was an inside man at the armored car place that was somehow feeding information to the criminal gang, and he wanted to find out the criminal specifically that killed his son so he could enact his revenge. And so that's what this movie was about. There was a lot of bloody fighting shots. It was kind of my kind of movie. It was kind of like a bank robbery type of movie, because every few minutes there was a heist, there was a shootout in the film, and it was covering some sort of an attempted heist. And this one culminates in a big battle at the armor car place. The film also starred Scott Eastwood as the main bad guy in this film. I've seen him before in a few other movies, but I don't remember him ever playing the main villain. He's the guy who was the one that killed Clint. He's the one that killed Jason Statham's son in this film. So at the very end of the movie, that's when Jason Statham gets his revenge, and he does find him at Scott Eastwood's apartment, and he gets to get his revenge on him. It was very entertaining. I enjoyed it a lot, but the plot itself and some of the poor acting that, and a little bit of that is on Scott Eastwood's part, it just wasn't believable for me as the bad guy. And for that reason, I can only give this film 3 stars.